The issue of gun ownership returned to the forefront after mass shootings at a Las Vegas country music festival in October and in a Texas church last month. Most of the concerns revolve around restrictions on gun purchases and who can own what type of weapon. Things could get a little murky from a legal standpoint if you happen to inherit a gun from a loved one. WNIJ's Katie Finland visited with one Rockford woman who found herself in such a situation. That's on today's Friday Forum.
Fancy vinyl, tan, and cream case.
Yeah, so I see.
Holly Connell takes out her gun while in her Rockford home and notes the design detail near the gun grip, which has a little carving of a squirrel. She says that's why she and her brothers affectionately referred to the .22 caliber gun as the squirrel gun. She says she inherited the gun from her father after he died unexpectedly from surgery complications a few years ago.
You know, it's funny. I don't actually really think of myself as owning a gun. It's really just a keepsake from my father, is what it means to me.
Connell only shot the gun once, just for fun, at a family farm property shortly after her father died. After that, she says, she put a lock on it and stored it.
It was, I think, just more sentimental me to do it, and then I put it away.
Things could have been complicated if Connell had not already had a firearm owner's identification, or FOID card, when she inherited the squirrel gun, especially after her father died unexpectedly.
One day, my husband said, we should get a FOID card. I'm like, cool. And we did. This is really the only reason I own a FOID card. I guess it's my right, so I did it. And so I didn't think anything of it when I received the gun, because I own a FOID card.
There are a few groups of people in Illinois who would not be eligible for a FOID card right off the bat, even if they inherited a firearm. That's according to Mark Jones, director of the National Law Enforcement Partnership to Prevent Gun Violence. He is also a former alcohol, tobacco, and firearms federal agent.
Convicted felons, people who have renounced their citizenship, illegal aliens, drug addicts or abusers, people who have been adjudicated with a mental illness and been involuntarily committed, domestic abusers. There's, I think, 9 categories.
Other categories include being dishonorably discharged from the armed forces or being under a restraining order. That's according to the Illinois State Police Firearms Services Bureau website. Connell says none of those categories applied to her. She says it was fairly easy for her to get the FOID card to begin with and thus take possession of the gun. She says her mother died before her father, so she and her brothers inherited their father's estate.
In Illinois, the only thing I know about Illinois law is that you don't actually transfer. You don't have to have a permit for a gun because you have to have the FOID card. I didn't actually consider doing anything else besides putting a gun lock on it and putting it away.
The fact that Connell's father didn't have a will at the time he died still made things a little more complicated regarding technical ownership of the gun.
If my dad actually had a will, there would be an executor. There would be somebody that would be overseeing necessarily the property. And because of that, that person would then own my dad's belongings. I don't know if that's the best way to put it, but then they would have to transfer the gun to me. But my dad didn't have a will, and his stuff just came to me. So my dad couldn't transfer the gun to me, hence why I really haven't investigated much further on what to do. I just thought keeping it safe and keeping it put away was my best option.
No matter what type of firearm, as long as it is a functioning firearm and has a proper serial number and so forth, we're only concerned with whether or not the individual has a valid FOID card.
Matt Borwinkle is a master sergeant and public information officer with Illinois State Police. He says anyone with a valid FOID card can possess firearms from a relative's estate, but he still advises gun owners to think ahead when it comes to who actually would inherit the firearm.
One thing we always recommend to persons that own firearms is to have a will and to outline in that will delegate, who is supposed to take responsible possession of the firearm should they pass, and annotate that with make, model, and serial number of the weapon, to be transferred to another individual.
But if a gun is non-functioning and will be used more as a display, Borwinkle says a FOID card might not be necessary for someone who inherits that piece.
So if a firearm is rendered inoperable, the bolt permanently removed or trigger mechanism, whatever the case is, where it becomes permanently inoperable, at that point it's just basically a showpiece. So it really ceases to exist to become a firearm, a functioning firearm at that point.
Borwinkle says one living person who wants to give a gun to another living person as a gift can do so if they submit a transfer notification on the Illinois State Police Firearms Services Bureau website. He says both parties would still need FOID cards. But what if, say, a relative from Illinois dies and a family member from Wisconsin inherits the gun? Former ATF agent Mark Jones says any firearm inheritances that cross state lines are also subject to the other state's laws. I'm Katie Finlen, WNIJ News.